Alex Mikkelsen preferred being a normal teenage boy. He didn't like to stick out, which, unfortunately for him, he did. A lot. It's bound to happen when one has bright red-orange hair, a mass of freckles, and slightly pointy ears. The ears, he thought with a grimace, were a holdover from his fey heritage. Something he tried to ignore most days. He didn't like either of them. His ears, or the fey. The whole fairy kingdom with its four courts, from his older siblings to his ruling father to the species in general, made him sick. He was glad he was a changeling and that they had gotten rid of him. The longer he stayed with his human family, the more human he became, which was something he desperately wanted. Soon, he would become fully human. The day couldn't come fast enough. According to his Grams, he would become human if he stayed with his human family to his majority. For fairies, this was at the age of 16. How did his Grams know this? Coincidentally, Ava Mikkelsen, too, was a changeling. Or perhaps not so coincidentally. Amongst the Fae, Ava was Grimkel's aunt. Because Grimkel was his birth father, this made her Alex's great-aunt. On his human side, she was his paternal grandmother. His father, Samuel Mikkelsen, and his mother, Naya, weren't his actual parents, although they didn't know that. To them, he was their natural-born child. Such is the life of a changeling. Most days, Alex chose to ignore the complications, not to mention the confusion, of his origin and family. He didn't care about his fairy heritage. Only his human. It is most unusual for the Fae to place two changelings into the same human family, let alone two changelings from the same fairy family into the same human family. Alex never questioned why he had been inserted into the Mikkelsens. He was simply grateful for it. Over the last year, Grams had tried to talk him out of his plans for his majority. Because unlike what Alex planned to do, Ava had chosen to keep some of her fairy magic. She had left her human home 1 week before her majority on a school trip, which allowed her to keep a little of her fairy magic. It wasn't much, but she used her magic to grow splendid, fairy-like gardens around her home. The gardens always burst with color, being loaded with blossoms right up to the first wintry day with snow on the ground. They were also the first to bloom after the snow melted in the spring. Alex's innate magical ability was his sense of direction. He never got lost. He always knew which way to go in any situation. It had been very useful 2 years ago when fighting against a shape-shifting dragon named Cole. In the years since, not so much. His friend Zarya Fierce was a sorceress of enormous power, which surprised everyone who took her at face value. On the outside, she was the shy bookworm type. By the end of that adventure, however, she had grown more confident and bold, even slaying a dragon. He could only imagine what Zarya felt when facing down the oldest of the dragon brothers. He still shuddered at the memories of his encounter with Cole's younger brother, Edgel. The younger dragon had a voice like a wildcat's growl. Its eerie quality had raised the hairs on his skin, causing him to tremble in fear. The voice had been so at odds with the pleasant-looking man who'd appeared out of the shadows. When he'd shifted to his dragon form, Edgel had a forked tongue and scales so fine they moved like fur on a wolf. Pushing away the memory, Alex got out of bed, grateful they had recaptured Cole's brother. He wouldn't want Queen Helena's job guarding the dragons. She was Zarya's birth mother and ruled the Underrealm, a prison designed by the different magical species using what talents they had to contribute to its effectiveness. Looking out his bedroom window, he absently touched his ears, feeling the pointy juncture on the top. When he was younger, his ears stuck out like sore thumbs. Kids had teased him until one day, a short skinny boy, dressed like he was going to church instead of school, stepped in and pushed one of the kids down into the dirt, scattering the rest of them. After that, the boy, Geir Ingolstadt, and Alex became fast friends, and over time, to his vast relief, his ears rounded out.